Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
Now, Mpo, do you remember their show, Sister Sister?
Oh, yes.
What?
Sister, sister.
Yeah, Tia and Tamara Campbell in real life, the sisters, the twin sisters. Yeah. So one was married, had a family, two kids, beautiful. Mm-hmm. Tia, and then got divorced.
Yes.
In 2023.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems as though she's back with her man now.
Really?
Really?
Good for them, though.
And that sometimes does happen. You know, I know Uncle T and his wife, Mapasega, had also gone through something similar. And they've been together now for way longer, you know?
Yeah.
Does it? Do you believe in love?
The second time around? I think I do, and that's because of my own experience. So myself and my now ex-husband, we had broken up before because it was at a point where there was a lot happening in each other's lives, and we just needed to calm down. Sometimes it's when you separate that you realize that, no, actually, I was better off with that person, right? Mm. And then we got back together, and eventually we got married, but that didn't work out. But I do believe in love a second time around, because sometimes you've grown. You learn from your mistakes and you know what works for you and what doesn't work for you. You're a better person. You can show up better as a partner, you know, because sometimes you might be a great person, but a horrible partner. Do you get what I mean?
I get it.
You know?
But when do you find that out, that that person was the one? Because sometimes people make the mistake of believing, right, that the person they left behind is the one, and that blinds you from appreciating the current thing that, or savoring the current relationship that you actually have, and giving yourself fully to the current thing that's happening, because a quarter of you is a silly move.
It's when you realize, Guti, the grass is not just green on the other side, it's because there's more poo there.
Yeah.
It's well manured in other ways.
Yeah. You know, with me, right? I'm currently with somebody who I was with before.
Oh, love the second time around.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's perfect now, because before, and I was the one who had a lot of spring cleaning of myself to do. And it wasn't in a sense that, Mara, if you are Tanda Solomzi, she should have stuck with you.
Mm.
I think because I was pretty much burning down my life. I wouldn't even want my daughter to have been with somebody like me or stick it through. You know, there's little nyana traits and characteristics that when you love someone, you learn to understand, appreciate, and maybe sometimes challenges you're willing to work through.
Mm.
You know, but for me, it was just destructive.
You were self-destructing.
Yeah, back then. And then the world brought us back together, and it's beautiful.
It's just beautiful. You know?
Man.
But the most important thing, as we were talking off air, is the opportunity and the ability to take accountability for your own actions. If you're willing to take accountability for your own destruction in the relationship the first time around, and you go out and you say, okay, this is the reason this didn't work the first time around. It's because there were these little character flaws or whatever the case may be. Let me fix that and come back as a better person if I get the opportunity to do it again. Then it works. But if you're going to come back into love the second time around and you haven't fixed anything and you're still saying, satlugana because we're na, then...
Yes.
Exactly. But because even when you're saying that, Khore, we start... The big question is, are you also coming back together for the right reasons? You're not coming back together because there is some form of revenge that you want to exact on them. Because some people will want to come back into your life because...
That's the fear of a lot of people who dump people and then get back together with them. It's like, gotcha.
Yeah, why are you taking people back? Just leave people to go.
Why are you taking people back?
Sometimes you guys are compatible, wrong time. Like one of you either needs a serious wake-up call or serious growth.
That's true.
Because you see the potential in the person, and sometimes they're drifting as far away from as possible from that potential of who they can be.
Let people go.
Yeah, okay, maybe you're like Juliet Joseph. Maybe you're like myself, Ompo. Do you believe in love a second time? Did you say yeah to love the first time like Ompo? And yeah again? Yeah, yeah.
Comment WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Ngokubuza, let's say njoba nikhuluma ukuthi what's the use of coming back together if sizokhumbuzana ukuthi sahlukanelani? Let's say siyabuyelana, but the person still does the very same things that made your breakup, or that, let's say mhlambe uyele wacheat, but ngoba uyamthanda lo muntu lona, you still go back to that person, then that person still does the very same thing that led you to go cheat, and each and every time you try to bring them up, you are wrong. Kenziwa njani ke lapho?
In that particular instance, generally what I found works is that before you even decide to get back together, you need to sit down and discuss why you broke up in the first place. When you do that, you are able to then determine whether that same thing that made you break up in the first place can be changed or not. If it can't be changed, then there's no need to get back together because, well, the same problem will arise again. But if you are able to move past it, then yeah, maybe you can work on another relationship.
I'm curious, any that she does that makes you cheat?
Love the second time with the same person? Never. I'm with Juliet on this one. If it ended, guys, let's keep it moving. There's a reason why it ended. There is a reason why it ended. That is why it's called ex onga solvegi. Asimshiye nje awu ex onga solvegi ngoba coming back second time and try again. Mhlambe we didn't do it right the first time. I was immature. I was no. Once bitten, twice shy. No second time. You know, if there's a second chance, there's gonna be a third and a fourth and a fifth and a, because you must use to rebuilding. Now it becomes your thing. No, thank you.
Right, I hear you, Saul and Paul. But also my question to you, Saul, will be on the issue of going back to your someone that you used to have, you to be with, right? Like your ex, right? So umuntu lo that you left recently, then how does she feel? Because I think many people would assume ukuthi bekunyonyoba vele sneaking around, going back to the ex lover. So doesn't that make also this one, the same ex, think ukuthi ubunyonyoba for that other ex?
That's a good question. But the thing is, I think when you are in a relationship, you must be fully in a relationship.
Mm.
So there was no talking to the ex, as if it's funukubuyelana. The relationship ended on its merits.
Mm.
Yeah, na umoshile in my case, yeah, wamoshakala, and then ngaba stele ngaba iwani, then yabo.
Yeah.
Oh, khona lo muntu konje. But I don't believe in being in a relationship meanwhile your other eye bheke ngale muva, or a part of you is somewhere else.
True.
But when a relationship just ends like any other relationship, then you're free to be with whoever you want or whoever you meet, and maybe rekindle or freshly fall in love again.
I do believe in the second chance. Even though in my experience, unfortunately, it was just horrible, because my second chance didn't really work out. No one had learned, I'd say from both parties, no one learned any lessons. But I still do believe in the second chance at love.
Look, generally, I think relationships end because of one party or maybe both parties. So if both parties then come back again together, surely someone must show up slightly a different version of themselves from previously. If both of you then show up nisafana, expectable.
If you love someone, set them free. If they come back, means no one loved them, set them free again.
Hey, love a second time? No, I don't. I believe as people, we should always offer our partners the best version of ourselves, right? So when I get in, I give my best. Like, I give my best so that when it ends, I know that there won't be shoulda, coulda, woulda, you know? It's dead and buried. If it's over, it's over. Yeah, second time, me, I want to get up.
Saul, Ushade, what? It's never as good as the first time. So, yeah, no, yes, it happens. You can meet people, and you're not ready. The timing is wrong, but let our wiser, more mature selves go be with other people. I agree with Juliet. Let people go.
Yo, mina guys, love second time around and easy. I mean, someone once said Jogote, if you're giving somebody a second chance, it's like you're giving them a loaded gun to aim at you again because they missed you the first time around. So no, and easy. And in my experience is that if you want to pass like the first time, what makes you think this time around? And also the fear, Oguti, we always going to be back to square one every time he does something, and then it's going to take me back to where I don't want to be. So no, and easy. And easy. Love, second time around. Ooh, I'm good. And easy, Shem.
But sometimes a breakup may not necessarily be the fact that umuntu akakuphathanga kahle. Of course, moyeka umuntu maybe ungakuphathi kahle. Then that makes sense. But sometimes maybe they're a great lover, but inkinga zabo is somewhere else that distracts them the love. That's why uthola ukuthi umuntu ahamba azwane nabanye abantu aphinda abuye, because they found the great love with you, but you were just going through other things.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.